The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, supper, birchas by minem zaynes.
Shalom. We finished Ma'ariv, which is, like we said from the Kuzari, it's like our third spiritual meal. Just like the body needs to be fed in the course of the day, so too the neshama and our keshut HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be connected to the source of our chayim three times a day. And every bracha we say in the Shemon Esrei brings mozon. Truth is not only spiritual, but even physical to us. Because every bracha, like we said, is Peser, Shari, Bracha. And we basically covered all our physical and spiritual needs and the needs of Kol Yisrael in every tefillah. The big avodah of brachas, and we're coming towards the end of the day, is to get out of our habits. The Brevta used to say, our problem is not our averus, our problem is our habits. Because you all know how important a tefillah is, a bracha is. And even so, even after hearing the shiurim, if we don't really put an effort into it, we just continue with our habitual behavior. And probably the best thing is to start with one bracha, two brachas a day, and just work at it to make it something alive, not just something that we do like a machine that we did yesterday. We do it as a machine. We may be mekayim the Ikir Adin, but the neshama of the mitzvah, which is the Ikir, because Nisir Shishalim says that every mitzvah is the way we reach Dveikus Bashem. That's where Hashem set up the world. There's physical laws of nature. A fire burns, water puts out a fire, etc. And the spiritual laws of nature is Dveikus Bakodesh Baruch Hu's Kima Mitzvahs. That's what Nisir Shishalim and all the Svarim HaKadoshim say. The level of the Dveikus is also, you can have a connection between a transmitter and a receiver. If it's a very weak wavelength, you barely hear it. If it's very powerful, you hear it very strong, has a much more powerful effect. We see today you could do, with electronics somehow, you could blow up nuclear reactors thousands of miles away. What kind of things can happen if it's done with the right measure, the right force? Same thing with a brachas. If we just say it without kavana, so hopefully we're not doing an aveira. Even that is not 100% clear, because to say the Shem Hashem without kavana is not so simple. But let's say with mekayim a mitzvah, a basic mitzvah. But if we do with kavana, then completely different effect, both on us. It affects the way we relate to this thing, relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It changes our whole attitude, not only as we're making the bracha, but the entire day. And also, it has tremendous hashpah b'shamayim, because the mitzvah kavana, that's the ikar. We know a man is made up of his physical actions, his dibur, and his machshav. The thought, machshav, is the highest level of humanity. If we use our highest level to connect to Hashem, it creates the deepest dibur. So now we're at the end of the day, and we're eating our last meal for the day, supper. We're going to have this supper without washing. I think nowadays most people don't wash for supper. If you do wash, just think back on what we said by breakfast. Start by making mezonos, common thing that we have, some type of mezonos as part of a meal. And like I said, if we'd be able to just set up something, we stop for 10 seconds before we start eating, before we make the bracha and say, 1 second, what am I doing over here? By a full meal, we'd be met to start with Netilas Yadayim, because a chosh of a meal needs that extra hachana. Before I even touch the food, I remind myself of I'm uplifted with the mitzvahs. I transform myself from being similar to the animal world to being lofty above the Malachi Hashoris with my brochas. So we wash our hands and make that hachon, that preparation, before we eat. Then I'm basically going to take this very mundane act and convert it into an act of kedusha, of bringing myself closer to Hashem. When we don't wash, we don't say that, because Chazal felt that that level of achon is not necessary, because you're not eating the full meal. But one should think, even though, especially nowadays that a lot of people don't wash, I am eating a full meal, so at least I should, without the Tirsi Daim, because I'm not mechuyev in the Tirsi Daim, I should at least have a certain level of kavona of what I'm doing to convert this meal from being just mozon, physical nutrition, to being a spiritual nutrition also, to complement the tefillah that we had and bring more kedusha into our lives, more kivus elokim, more siyata d'shamayim. And in some ways, the bracha on food is the highest level of kedusha, because as we know, Hashem didn't have to create a physical world. He could have created just a spiritual world. And if we create just a spiritual world, we'd be like Malach HaYashores, and there wouldn't be any schav or inish, because everything would be obvious. There's no yetzahara. Kodesh Baruch created a physical world with its attractions and his glitter that, and the Yetzirah that can take us away from Avodas Hashem. And even so, we have to, or at least we request, the desire of Hashem is that we do the Ratzon Hashem and use it for Avodas Hashem. And then that is the biggest level of Kedusha, to bring Kedusha l'tachtoinim. That's what Hashem wants, Ashras Hashchina in this world. Hashem wants us to be able to be involved in the physical world, but in a way that is enhancing our kesher with Hashem and not going against that. So I'm about to eat my mezainis, whatever it may be. I stop for a second and say, look at this beautiful meal that I'm having. Supper. Kamavan is a good thing to have a kosher tov to one's wife also, if she prepared the food, or whoever prepared the food, that's also part of Avodas Hashem. And thirdly, I'm specifically speaking at supper, because supper, and like I said, by Maya, as some way, it's more
Kol Halashon
conducive to have the right kavana. In the morning, naturally, we're running around from one place to the next. We have all kinds of plans for the day, and that's mazik kavana in an extra fashion. But by supper, it's already, we're winding down, it's the end of the day. The Yetzirah tells us that don't have, you know, just zip through it and get past it. It's a little bit less. So other way, we could take advantage of it. And when the halacha is that you're supposed to hold the food in your hand, or in the fork, depending on what it is, a spoon, while you're making the bracha, so you're right in the right hand, the left in the left hand. And just think, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Minei Mezainis. Hashem created this concept of Minei Mezainis, these nutritious food that have the energy that I need in order to survive. Carbohydrates, if it's some type of Mezainis with full grain, all kind of other things, vitamins and minerals, if it's fortified, whatever it is. But these are all things that are necessary for my existence. And I think that Hashem didn't have to make it that way. Hashem could have made that we don't need to eat. And like we mentioned in the past, this idea, why am I involved in this eating? There are two reasons. Because Hashem wants us to interact on a regular basis. He doesn't want us just to go through life with that connection. The fact that we need to eat a few times a day is the way Hashem set up the world, so that we will have to eat, and through the eating we will interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come on, the second half of it is how we interact. The way Hashem wants us to interact is this act of appreciation of this gift of mezainis, of the food that has nutrition in it. Come on, together with it, that has a good taste, which is also something to appreciate before I'm eating it. Like we said, mezainis is processed food also. It's not just the natural food. All the mini mezainis are processed. Think about that. Also, the Siyata Shemayim set up the world in a fashion that we could take just the raw grains and make so many wonderful different things out of them. Hashem could have said that we only eat grains, and that's it, like birds and the like. But Hashem wanted us, Sadeh Rabbah, to have the opportunity of pleasure and do what we want with the pleasure. If we want the pleasure, to be our goal in life, then that's the Yetzer. If you want the pleasure to have a deeper appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving the Muslim together with the good taste and the good texture and everything else, another Rav, that's why I was Mekayim the Rotzen Hashem, and I was Mekadosh myself with his food. So, we should be Zoicha, a beautiful way of ending the day with the last meal, taking out a little extra time. Like I was saying, it's a matter of seconds. The Yetzer Hara always tells us, you just have to do something else, you don't have time. It's nonsense. 2 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever it is. Those 10 seconds, you know how many 10 seconds we're wasting in the course of the dance? Nonsense. I'm just dreaming away, or much worse than that, unfortunately. Nowadays, people have so much nonsense. We're in the generation of the glut of shtuyot, of things that have no value. This is 10 seconds taking a stop and paying the attention to this. This is something Hashem created, special for me, special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for my mother and for my pleasure. And if it has been processed, think about that also. That's also part of the Chaz Hashem. It went through all that processing. The vast majority of the processing has been done out of my home. All those people over the world that came together to grow it and ship it and grind it and bake it, or make it. And then together with that, I cross it to those who cooked it for me. If I cooked it myself, thank Hashem, the Baruch Hashem, I know how to cook myself. Either way, that's also part of the thing. And then the supper becomes not just something that we pass by and we don't even pay attention to what happened. Something that's reconnecting us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and giving us that good feeling. Like we said, such an important part of the Avodas Hashem is the feeling of Sameach Bechelko. I'm happy with what I have. The lack of Sameach Bechelko, the people that are going through life always with that feeling of, if I'd only have this, if I'd only have that, frustration, aggravation, tragedy, man-made tragedy. You know, in America they have this thing called the self-made man, which they mean as a big businessman. But unfortunately, more common than self-made man is a self-destroyed man. A person, because of his wrong attitude, he destroys himself, he destroys his life, doesn't appreciate, and he's always in sorrow instead of pleasure. And here, with a simple thing, making him a zaynus for supper, that could help us turn it all around and say, you know what, I'm not taking this for granted, I'm not just eating and then complaining about something else. I'm stopping for a second. Look at this amazing thing. It's not to be taken for granted. I have what to eat. Like we said, it has its nourishment within it. It has its taste. And so many people have worked for me. All the systems set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oh, this is amazing. And with that, just be more Sameach B'Chelkeinu. That will leave us a leiv poni l'avodas Hashem. Our heart should be open for avodas Hashem. And mir Hashem, after that, even if we have another few minutes in the day, we'll go better. We'll go to sleep better. And everything will be better. And like we said, from the beginning of all this year, Baruch is Kipshutai. It opens up the gates of Bracha. But it's up to us to open them. If we do it B'Kavana, then we're really opening them up. And if not, whatever we're doing, we're doing. Have an enjoyable supper and have everything we do in the course of the day have a positive effect and help us change our attitude to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be zeicher to all the bracha that comes from it.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.